Hello, my lovely friends, and welcome to a new episode. I have been so excited to sit down and record today, and I wanted to talk about a topic today that I have been struggling with so much the last 8 months, but I do feel like I'm still learning, and I have some maybe some valuable insights for you. And I just know that there are so many of us who also need to talk about this topic, hear about it. So yeah, I'm really excited. And I hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world listening to this episode. Maybe you are out on a walk or in the car, or maybe you're cleaning the house. I usually put on a podcast when I'm cleaning, because then I feel, I don't know, I like to learn new things while I'm doing other things. Feels very productive. But it's also super nice when you're outside walking. Anyways, it is a new episode today with me, Annette. And I am currently in Portugal, where I have been for almost a month now. And as some of you may know, I bought an apartment here in, I believe, February last year. And I haven't been here since. So it was nice to come back and sort of finish up the apartment a bit more and, yeah, soak up some sun. And then I'm gonna leave pretty soon. I am now 8 months pregnant, so it is really, like, the first trimester was really hard. Second was amazing. And now I feel like somewhere in the middle of those two, where physically it's getting more and more challenging. And I just need more help. Like, I need more support, literally, running like a full-time business and having a dog, fixing the apartment. Just like making food every single day has become such a struggle. So yeah, I literally am waving the white flag and I'm gonna get myself home where I have a bit of a bigger support system in that way. So I'm looking forward to that. But and I'm also like at the same time trying to just stretch out time here a bit more, because I know that the last weeks up to birth can be a little long. So yeah, trying to find the right balance. But anyways, I wanted to give you like a little life update and also talk about today's topic, which is how to trust that things are going to work out. And I think that this is such a relevant topic for absolutely everyone. And it's something that I feel like has come up a lot with my friends lately, and of course, something that I have been struggling with on and off during this pregnancy. Like, how can you trust that you have taken the right choice and that things are actually going to work out when you just feel like the exact opposite? And that can be so excruciating. Like, it's hard to even describe. But when you lose trust and sort of faith, and you lose your self-confidence, everything starts to feel so fucking heavy. And it's like you don't even get the energy to move in the right direction. So if any of you are there right now, I hope that this episode will help you get out of there, because nothing good is really created there. And I have pulled myself up from that hole many, many times. So I'm right here with you. But let's just talk about this. So a lot of the people who are like friends in my life and that I've gotten to know the last years are naturally, maybe because I also am, entrepreneurs and people who literally risk everything for what they believe in. And, you know, sometimes after risking everything, it becomes quiet. You don't get that overnight success you thought about. You don't see like the instant results. And it comes this long or short period of like, what did I do? Was it the bad choice? Was it the wrong choice? Is it not going to work out? How am I going to like trust that this is going to work out? How do I know that I should keep going, not keep going? And in my case, I took the biggest risk in my life continuing this pregnancy. Maybe you've heard the episode where I share a bit about why it was so hard for me. I didn't, like, yeah, it was a real, real struggle to know whether it was right for me to take an abortion so I could close sort of that chapter of my life for good, and especially the relationship that got me pregnant, or if this was actually something that, you know, was meant to be, and maybe it's gonna be like the biggest gift of my life. And being in that decision-making mode was the toughest like I've ever been. I can't even explain. It brought me so down that I constantly felt like I had two options that were impossible, really. And then I chose to, in the end, make the decision that I knew all along I was going to make, which my heart said, and that was to keep the baby and literally face all of the fears that followed with making that decision. And a lot of those fears were, well, one was like, how the fuck do you deal with a broken heart and a pregnancy and you can't shut the door? So that was and is still a bit of a struggle. And then it was a lot of fear around judgment, like what will people think? Everybody's going to speculate, blah, blah, blah. What about other people's opinions? And then another huge one was like, how am I going to handle it? Nobody I know personally has done it the way I'm doing it right now. And I can kind of understand why it's, why you need a lot of support during pregnancy, both emotionally and like literally physically. And so there was a lot of doubts. But something in me just said, you know, this is like, this isn't random. It would not happen without a huge reason. And that, like, this is literally a blessing in disguise. And then I have done a lot of work, and I have faced a lot of my fears during this pregnancy, and the second trimester was just absolutely amazing. Like, I couldn't even believe that I spent so much time worrying about people, what people think. In the end, like, I really don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter. It's my life. And if somebody thinks about you for 5 minutes and have an opinion about that, you know, it doesn't matter at all. And I also have just felt so lucky to have had such a fantastic physical experience being pregnant. Like, it seems like something my body has just absolutely loved. And it's also so exciting, like a little boy growing inside me. Every day you get to know this person a little bit more. Now he constantly has the hiccups and moving so much. And it literally makes me so emotional to think that in, you know, 4 weeks he could be here. And it's just, it's so wild that I actually made it through this. And of course, there's still a lot of fears. You know, like what happens after he's born, how are we going to handle that? Co-parenting, everything. But yeah, this is where that episode comes in. So the last, I would say, month, I have really gone back to sort of where I feel like I was in the first trimester, where I have lost so much like trust and hope, which can happen when you put yourself out there in a way, or you take this huge risk and then you feel like it doesn't go your way, or you feel like you're just constantly struggling. And I have also experienced this in business, feeling like it's a constant uphill, like what, questioning what I'm doing, if anything is working out. And it takes a lot of energy to be in this state of mind. And I really notice, like, if you let it go long enough, you will not only, it's not only like you feel a bit bummed, but it can take you, like, ruin your night's sleep. I have experienced a lot lately, waking up and feeling like anxiety, night terrors even, and really just like feeling like you just almost in like you really have to scream. It's like it's really, really horrible. And it's really tough to be in that place. But I think that from being there again, I have learned so much about myself and like what I have to do and what works and how to start to rebuild that trust in yourself and in life. And that is literally why I wanted to share this, because this is like, it's not very fun to share, but I think that it's important to talk about these things too, because we can feel so alone with them. And I think that the first most valuable thing that I have and I'm constantly learning and that my friends are really reminding me of is that don't be afraid to ask for help. So I know for me, I am very independent. Like I'm more the type that can, you know, when I have a problem, I can disappear and I'll come back when it's solved. And I don't want to drag people down with me. But in this case, I'm so much more vulnerable. I'm so much more like, it's not only about me anymore. And I've actually had to learn to communicate in a much better way when I need help and when I need support. And also another important thing is to let that support in, because I know people in my life are amazing and they try to help me, but sometimes I'm like, I don't let people really see the most vulnerable sides of myself. And that is something that I'm constantly working on. And I think that literally when you become a mom, you have no choice than it will take a community, a village. And allowing yourself to have that support is just, it's not weakness, or like people will still love you when they see these sides of you. So if you are in a position where you can ask, you know, maybe one, two people, just, you know, just ask for a conversation or whatever it is that will help you, it can shift everything so tremendously. So I have two really amazing people, women in my life, my mom and my sister. And I know that from the outside, like it looks like we can share and talk about everything, and we can, but it's also been a bit complicated because sometimes we get too codependent. And so the last year has been such a project, you know, gaining independence, figuring out like what's my stuff, especially with my sister, what's her stuff. And now it's almost like this new cycle in our lives where we're coming together again in a new way and literally having this new type of relationship. My mom is now like, she's not only mom, she's a grandma, and my sister will be an auntie, and I am an auntie. And it's like we're relating to each other from this brand new space. And also meaning that I have to, yeah, learn to let them in a new way. And they have literally saved my life so many times. Like, I can't even explain what I would do without them. And I just hope that you have someone in your life who is like that, who will show up for you and just be there when you need it the most. And when you feel like, when you literally feel like you don't want anybody to see you, that is when you need these people the most. So I think that is just my first tip. It's like, a couple of weeks ago, I just sent them a message. I was like, I am shit struggling right now. And I just wanted to say that. And I don't want to talk about it. But just saying that to someone and opening up and asking for help, it took so much of the burden of me. And it just came back to me in like a million different ways, like so much support, not only from them, but it feels like when I opened up also for other people. So when you feel like you're alone, losing trust, like you are not alone. And I bet you there are so many going through the exact feelings that you are in that exact moment. So I really hope that you can just pick up the phone and send a message to someone and be honest about what's really, really going on. And know that everybody will meet you from where they can. Like, nobody's perfect, but it's just really valuable to have support and community. And yeah, of course, like also having friends you can talk with. And I also have really so many friends who are moms and who also are in the same place of like taking big risks and all of these things. And it's just really nice to know that you're not alone. So that is really, really valuable. And then comes sort of the hard self-discipline work, which I noticed that now that I am over 8 months pregnant, I am literally like, I've never been so sensitive in my entire life. It is like being an open-hearted sponge. And I don't even know how to explain it, but every single sense is so open right now. Like my smell, my feelings, maybe what didn't impact me so much before really impacts me now. Like from everything, from what I listen to what kind of people I'm around. Yeah, literally, it's the whole new level of just being very, very open. And so I've noticed that when I don't do these self-care things that I know will help me, then it will affect my sleep. It will affect my my mood, it will affect my mental health. So I've really had to be strict with myself in just like basic stuff. For example, meditation. And this one has been really hard because the baby is squishing my lungs. So I have experienced a lot of anxiety, not like from anything, but just having so little space in my lungs and becoming Like you can hear now when I'm talking, like I don't have a lot of breath. And that can lead to just physical anxious symptoms, like feeling like you have to get up and run, or just feeling like you're about to have a panic attack. And it's nothing wrong at all, but it's just from the breath. So I've had to learn to sit with that, basically, and not run away from it. And just really, really, when I close my eyes, I'm just asking myself, okay, like, how bad is this from a scale of 1 to 10? What are you feeling right now? Like, I really do a little introspection. And then I can slowly sort of tune down the panic attacks. And I noticed that if I, for example, I'm a lot on my phone right before I go to bed, or I come straight from like a concert or an event, or like having been with a lot of people without cleansing my energy, then I will take it straight into my sleep and I can wake up with the weirdest feelings that are not even mine. So I really, really have to do these things, like take a shower before bedtime, go for a lot of walks in nature without my phone. And yeah, just really having good energetic hygiene. So freaking important. And I think that this goes for anybody going through a period of sort of being maybe a little bit, I don't want to say tested, but like a period of getting to know yourself on a new level. And honestly, I think that these times of feeling immense pain is the times that are going to shape us the most in life. When we are here in this place, we are so like, we either adapt or we stay put. And for those of us who actually choose to adapt and do this work, this is the times that will take us to the next level of everything. And I just know that because every time I've gotten through a period like this, magic happens. But first, we have to learn how to conquer ourselves. And when we have lost this trust, what we also ultimately have lost is confidence in ourselves. And like, I didn't even notice this, but I was beating myself up a lot for like, oh, I didn't do this right, didn't do that right, didn't do my work right, didn't eat right. Like constantly criticizing myself for not doing everything right. And then on top of that, like dealing with everything that I was, and that was just too much. So I also needed to notice how I was talking to myself and like just letting things go. Yes, nothing, or like if things are not perfect with the business, that's okay. Like I'm doing the very best that I can do right now. And if I don't like have a perfect night's sleep, which is more and more common, then that's okay. Like I don't have to take everything so seriously. So that is also another great tip. And then it's all about allowing yourself to have more fun. Like I also know that when I'm in these tougher periods of now it's been like lack of sleep and hormonal changes and some personal stuff. And it's like, it's just so important to have fun, to say yes to life, not shut yourself out, to just say yes to every opportunity that comes to you. And then you will start to notice like there is so much goodness out there. So many nice people, so much amazing experiences just waiting to be had. And slowly and surely, that will also start to build up your self-confidence again. Because these people are just going to mirror back to you, like, all the... it will help you. When you have fun, you start to gain trust again. Because you go up on another vibration, another level, and from there, it just feels... When you're in joy, it feels like anything is possible. And you, like, it's so weird how fast it is to forget your problems. And you're like, what the fuck was I thinking about last night that was so serious? And now I'm just out here enjoying the beach or enjoying hanging out here or whatever it is. And it's sometimes how little it takes. So say yes to having fun. You're not going anywhere with punishing yourself, because ultimately you've done nothing wrong. And that's so important. All right. And then it's the big question, like, but how do you know that things are actually going to work out? And this is just like, this is all about, you know, we can be so much in our brains thinking about the future, thinking like, oh my God, how are the next 3 months going to be? How is this going to be? Blah, blah, blah. But all we really need to focus on is this particular day, maybe tomorrow, and making the absolute best of right here and right now. And if you can allow yourself to do that, and to have more fun and to open up, you will just see that things are going to shift. And step by step, you're going to gain back that self-confidence. And when you do that, you're going to attract completely different things and experiences into your life that are going to give you back that trust that things are actually working out for you. So it's just... it really is all just like a reflection of our own fears. And I choose to believe that ultimately, like, the universe is good and that everything happens for a reason. And like, I hope that I never lose that, no matter how things go. Because that's just like... yeah, it's something that I really, really, really choose to believe every single day. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you can start to tune into like everything you already have. Like, when I look at my life, and I know that when other people also look at my life, they're like, what are you complaining about? And yeah. My life is really, really amazing in many, many ways. And I've worked to get it like that. And the freedom I have and the job that I have and the possibility to work from absolutely anywhere in the world. And to all the fantastic people that I've met. And to having been blessed with, honestly, such an physically amazing pregnancy. Like, there are so many things that are going good. And when you start to look at your life, you will notice that actually things are going really well. And in the beginning, it's not so easy to just switch into gratitude. But if you can do just a little bit every single day, you will manage to drag yourself out of this, like, negative hole. And... like Abraham Hicks say, the better it gets, the better it gets. So it's not like, oh, things are going good, now they're going to go bad again. No, when things start to go good, they will just go better and better and better and better and better. That's the law of attraction. So if you can in any way try to steer your focus over to things going really, really well, then you will just see more and more proof of things going really, really well. And that is... really, really what I wish for you. And I bet when you zoom out 5 years from now, it's going to be such a short amount of time in your life where you're like stuck in this doubt and this pain and whatever it is that you're going through. And it's not really about rushing through the pain either. Like some things we just have to feel, like some things we just have to sit with, and we're meant to do it. We're meant to grow from it. We're meant to learn something from it. And you will just know. You will look back and be so proud, like these are the moments that defined you. And these are the moments that shaped you, changed you, that made you see how resilient you are, how freaking tough you are, how soft you can be, how open you can be, and how much support there is, and that you're never really, really alone if you just dare to ask for help. And in the end, like these big risks that we take will always inspire someone else. Maybe facing their biggest fears and doing what they are most afraid of but most want as well. And yeah, I couldn't imagine living life any other way than just living ridiculously from my heart and not following logic, but really focusing what feels right. And yeah, from here, I'm just gonna focus on making it easy for myself. And I think that for myself, like we all have different things that we take from everything, but right now, like I'm in a place where the most valuable thing for me right now is my peace, my inner peace. And anything that disturbs that in any way is not worth me having in my life. And even though it's so hard sometimes to give up on, you know, sometimes we get addicted to chaos, especially people. But when you've gone through periods of like, not losing, but struggling with your mental health, or like me, I've been struggling with panic attacks, anxiety. And when you kind of finally get back on a good track, you just, that is the most important, most valuable thing. And so you literally gain a whole new perspective of what is actually important to you. And maybe you have to let some of those old things go. And maybe that is why it happened. And then it's actually a good thing. So we can always see everything in this way and really, really trust that like our biggest hope and dreams will come true. And never, ever listen to anybody who tells you anything differently. Like even now when I'm can, you know, end up complaining, or I feel like, oh, why the fuck did I do this? Or it's going to be so hard. Then I'm like really strict about myself and what I actually choose to believe. Because no, I still want to believe that everything turns out like a fairy tale. And that my life is going to be absolutely beyond my wildest dreams. And I think that the love that I'm going to experience in a couple of weeks is going to be so incredible that I'm going to forget everything about all of this negativity that I had to go through, that I grew through. So, yeah. And I would lastly say, like, choose to listen to and always stay inspired. Like find podcasts, people, YouTube videos, whatever it is of people who inspire you. For me, I need inputs from people who just believe that absolutely anything is possible all the time. Like we are not this reality that we are experiencing right now. That is just right now. We can create absolutely anything. So why would we choose to believe and be like that we're just meant to have this average experience when we're absolutely not? And yeah, I can't wait to see what's in store. But yeah, it's very interesting, the choices we make sometimes and what we're actually supposed to learn through them. And I think that we're, it's no coincidences, and the greatest things in life really, really come from heart, and they come from love, and they come from actions we've done in love. And I know that I'm going to see that, and I already feel that in my core. So that's it from me today. I am losing my breath, but I hope that this helped you in anything that you're going through right now. And if you don't feel like you have anyone to reach out to, send me a message. I am here for you. Really, really. And yeah, I hope that this helped you know that everything is always working out for you. Have a beautiful week and talk to you soon. Yeah.